Candidates and voters are still recuperating from the surprise results of Tuesday's election. The campaigners are taking a little time to consider their options this week before getting into what promises to be an activity-filled push to the general election. Joining us with a post-election update is APRN's Dave Donaldson in Juneau. He says if Joe Miller's lead holds in the Republican U.S. Senate primary, Lisa Murkowski would have until September 5th to try to get on the ballot another way.
But that would have to be as a libertarian. Of course, that would take the cooperation of the Libertarian Party and their candidate, who is, you know, already on the ballot there. He was in the primaries. She could try to run a write-in campaign, which has never been done successfully in the state, at least not at the statewide level. That's the hard way. That's the long way. More likely it would be whether she could get on a ballot of a third party. The alternative is to, endorse the Democrat if she really believes in the principle rather than the party.
Now we're going to have two unknowns, Miller, McAdams.
And what you have in McAdams' favor is that right now he is where Joe Miller was just a few weeks ago as unknown around the state. And all that's going to change in the next 10 weeks. And, you know, rather than thinking of replacing him with somebody, you know, somebody who is better known and has a record out there, I think that they will more likely get some of those people, and I'm talking about, like, for example, Tony Knowles or Willie Hensley, to accompany him on the campaign trail, to endorse him, and to get over those identification problems with their support and sort of passing along the torch and passing along the party's future. If Lisa Murkowski wanted to be a part of that, too, it would make it a really fascinating campaign. But those are more likely the things that will happen is to stick with McAdams.
So what do you think this Miller-Murkowski vote says about the rift in the Republican Party?
I think that it shows nationally that, you know, it is a national problem, and it is a lot of other states. It is a lot of places, and I think the only thing common to them is that it is total dissatisfaction with the congressional leadership and with Congress in general. I think people are frustrated. They feel like they're not being heard, and I think that that's probably what we're seeing here now is her being forced to pay for that national dissatisfaction with Congress.
And how about Parnell? Does Parnell's victory show voter confidence in what he's doing?
I think it shows a lot of confidence in the Republican Party, that he has calmed things down from the way they were the last year of the Palin administration, and that very satisfactory to the Republicans. There is, however, one factor that could shake things up a little bit, and it's Republican Bill Walker, who, you know, he came in second with about almost 34% of the vote, and he focused his entire campaign on this All-Alaska gas line. I don't think he's ready to simply, you know, shrug his shoulders and say, well, I tried, that was it. And the question is how he's going to keep that issue before voters. He has some options, and it could be real interesting for the gubernatorial race. He could run a write-in campaign. He could try to get on a ballot of another party, or he could simply endorse another candidate.
Dave Donaldson is APRN's Juneau correspondent.